The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It feels particularly... It feels particularly kind of peaceful to be here this morning, biking down here in the dark, and somehow with a pre-dawn quiet, it kind of adds to a sense of being peaceful and settled. And that is the part of the theme for today, is to become aware of the contrast between tension and peace. And tension is, I think of as a variety of things, but tension is something which tightens up. Things become tight, the muscles tighten up, and things are in some sense pulled in a tight way. And peace, I think of as the opposite of that, of a releasing, allowing things to spread out, to open up. And peace is different than calm, and at least for me, everyone will have their own reference points to these words, and some people won't see a difference between the two. But I think of calm as I strongly associate with a settling down, it's almost as if calm has a little bit of weight that is kind of settling, like the mud in the pond settles, full of gravity. Whereas peace is the broad, wide spread of the clear water once the mud has settled. And so this sense of openness, wide, so I think becoming wide, becoming extended in some way. So we'll sit here with this contrast, if it's available to you, and to respect them both, to not be at war with the tension, but rather to hold it in awareness, to hold it in attention, not intention. I kind of delight in the wordplay of the pronunciations of tension and attention. And we practice attention not like a drill sergeant calling soldiers to tense up and be straight, but we call it attention to relieve the tension, to let it settle, release the tension, so that we can now become aware of something which is peaceful and broad, open, a peace that can hold the tension. And this is where the art of practice really gets interesting, where we don't get rid of anything, but we know it in a context of peace. So to begin with taking an alert, not a tense posture, but a posture that has a certain kind of healthy, appropriate tautness in it. There is some energy that goes into the posture to hold ourselves in a way that there's an alertness. Even if you're laying in bed and rather than sitting upright, there's a way of laying in bed so that we're not just maximizing comfort, but we're laying there in a way that's supportive for awareness. Maybe there's a kind of turning the shoulders a little bit so that their shoulder blades can pull down the back a little bit, a lifting of the chest. Maybe a lifting of the knees so that there's some effort there to hold the knees upright. In any case, to take this posture and to lower your gaze, perhaps to let your gaze be calm and cool, coolness. And gently close the eyes. And become aware of any tension that's in your body. And rather than trying to relax it, which we often do at the beginning of a sitting, hold it in whatever degree of peaceful awareness that you can. Know it without conflict, without agitation, without trying to do something with it. Allow it to be there in a peaceful attention. And as you do that, maybe the sensations of breathing can find you. So you're not only aware of the tension, but you're also aware of the rhythmic sensations of the body breathing. And maybe, just maybe, the breathing offers an invitation to the tension to relax. Almost as if we feel the tension, we can feel it's the tension itself wishes to relax. So then, settling into the body breathing, and if there's any tension associated with breathing, let that be. Let it be as part of what you know, peacefully. If there are tensions in your body, sometimes those tensions have a way of calling attention to themselves. If that's the case, let there be awareness of the tension, but from a place of being peaceful. A form of peaceful attention that is more like clear water than muddy water. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever is happening for you, let it be happening in a peaceful awareness. Awareness that's like clear water, not muddy water. Even if there's mud in the water, know it with whatever clarity is present. To help be peaceful with the presence of tension, you might breathe through the tension. Breathe with it. And maybe the breathing can support releasing. The attitudes and desires we have to the tension. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to call on whatever sense you have of peaceful presence, peaceful awareness, peaceful dwelling in your body, attention, awareness, consciousness that's more like clear water than muddy water or agitated water. Awareness is like clear water. In which the people that we know and see and think of are also held or felt to be inside or within that peaceful attention, within the peace, the clarity that might spread beyond our body out into the room, the lands, the world. And with a peaceful heart, to appreciate other people, to place value and importance on every living being, and to gaze upon living beings kindly, lovingly, so the peace that we feel, the clear water in which we live, is a medium for our goodwill. May our goodwill spread through our peace to touch and benefit all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.